niggas be in a cut with guns that's big enough to huff and puff and blow down the brick house. The sight of make you submit and cash your chips out. Extend those is so long it sticks out. Some big bros swore they was built and bitched out. Some Cub Scout caps was built to get clout. And then they switch routes, cause when it all spiral out of control, no mistake, you gotta shake, break, rattle and roll. And when a snake stick his fake head out of the hole, he getting clipped when the state said he not on parole. I seen cats in a cab with the gats in the bag, pull up on you smoking the shore, then ask for a drag, then attack you for bag, do a snatch, then a stab, then collapse through the cracks like rats in a lab. It's wild.
We gotta stop.
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms, traveling the globe and enjoying the journey. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we just heard from a duo. Just put out their first album together, Elle Michelle's Affair, which is the name of Leon Michelle's producer, his solo project, Elle Michelle's Affair, and Black Thought, who is very well known as the lead MC in The Roots. And he never made a solo full-length album where he was rapping over the whole thing outside of The Roots until he made one with Danger Mouse not long ago, I think last year. And then this album now with Elle Michelle's Affair. The album's called Glorious Game, and we heard Hollow Way, which starts with this really harsh electric guitar squeal, which is a sample of a Turkish rock album. I think it's Erkin Koray. It sounded very familiar when I heard it, but it was really a pretty jarring sample to use, but yeah, works. Why not try to take chances? Yeah, Elle Michelle's really known for his amazing instrumental music, and I've been really into his last few records, including what's it called? Yeti Season. Yeah, good stuff. Elle Michelle's, well done, from New York. And before that, we heard a project from Sudan by an artist from the, or a band, I mean, from the Beja people, ethnic group, who are in the eastern desert, inhabiting the coastal area from southeastern Egypt through Sudan and northwest Eritrea. So almost 2.5 million Beja people in Sudan, minority group, and another 300,000 in Egypt and Eritrea. And this is an album that came out last year. It's called Beja Power. And it is by Nuri, lead musician and player of the hybrid instrument tambo guitar. The tambour, or the krar, is a stringed lyre, which is basically a small harp. And he figured out when he was 18 years old how to build that into an electric guitar he found in a junkyard. So his instrument's it's like a harp / electric guitar all in one. Genius. Nuri. And the group's called Nuri and the Dorpa Band. So the album Beja Power, Electric Soul and Brass from Sudan's Red Sea Coast. And according to the write-up on the album, it's been a tough go, because basically the former leader of Sudan, who was led until 2019 actually, Omar al-Bashir, made deliberate efforts to erase the Beja people's culture and deny them their rights. So since the 89 military coup that led to his rise in power, the government closed down the nation's music halls, forbade the creation and consumption of music, with the exception of songs that explicitly glorified Islam or war. Yeah, so making violent songs, I guess that's okay. But so facilitated the imprisonment, torture, and murder of artists. Man, it's so sad. Okay, similar thing to what happened in Cambodia, where a lot of musicians disappeared. The pop, even super famous pop artists, like, wow. Government, what can you say? So, yes, the conflict in Sudan between two military leaders right now, ongoing, with there's a ceasefire going on, but it's set to expire. So, yeah, the world is watching as a Sudan conflict sits on hold briefly, and hopefully for good. But yes, some beautiful Sudanese music, by the way. The song we heard was called, it was called Al Amal by Nouri in his Dorba band. So yeah, very East African, but yeah, with an eye to the West as well in terms of the funk kind of aesthetic of that music. Yeah, hope you like that. Before that, sorry, I forgot to mention, we heard Cynthia, Cynthia, which is also the name of my Roland SH-1000 synthesizer. Oh, Cynthia. So the song was called So Low and features vocals by Claire Cottrell and producer Leon Michels, who we heard with Black Thought as well at the end of that set. They do a cover of an obscure 80s cult classic by Carol. Yes, and moving on. Next, with a band from Australia. This is the Vampires, who only make music at night. This is a record called Nightjar, and it's brand new swinging instrumental stuff. There's this like new resurgence of instrumental funk music. We've heard a few songs already on the show, and we're going to hear a song called Napali right here by the Vampires from Sydney, Australia. Enjoy. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh,
still with us? That was long and wild, but just too fascinating to fade out. That was music made by, we discovered it from far away, came from another galaxy. The galaxy is named Japan. And that was, it was a local guitar player, Gordon Gradina, who's got his hands in a lot of different cookie jars. He heard this trio from Japan known as Michio Yagi's Trio, the Far Out East Improv Japan, or just the Far Out East. And, three musicians, Yagi on koto, Yakahiro Honda on drums, and Koichi Makagami on vocals. And he saw them play in Poland and wanted to collaborate, so eventually they got together in Kichijoji, a neighborhood of Tokyo, and recorded 3 hours together, the four musicians, and distilled the 3 hours of improvisation into like a 40-minute album with 7 tracks. So we heard the song called Divergent Dialect, and this project is now called Gordon Gradina and the Twain, and it's a self-titled album featuring Dojo and Koichi Makigami. So the vocals were, singular. And not in Japanese, I don't think. I mean, my Japanese is terrible, but I can tell made-up gibberish vocals when I hear it, I think. So that was, some exciting stuff. And actually, somehow, somewhat similar to the vocalist we heard before that, who is from a band from South Africa. Keep on closing tabs. Izangoma, they're called. Izangoma, and that is the project of Sibusile Jaba, who is a Zulu guitar player and vocalist, and he's got this wildness to his voice and making up sounds like kind of like that other musician, Japanese singer we just heard. The project of Sibusile Jaba with DJ producer Ash K. It was Izangoma, and apparently a 15-piece ensemble, although it really sounds more like a producer and a vocalist, but yeah. That was a record, Ngoma, which just came out this month, actually mere days ago. And the song we heard was Out of the World. Once again, Izangoma, one word, Izangoma. So that's some cool stuff. And quite different than what he did as solo.